And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. And today we're going to discuss a very fascinating, important topic. I call it the gods of chaos. The gods of chaos are bringing devastation to America and the world. And it's all part of the Illuminati plan to destabilize and destroy, and then after this deconstruction of America comes the plot to establish the new world order. Let me say it again. What we are seeing today in the world, on every front, in the culture, in the media, in politics, in finance, in banking, in the economy, in religion, we're seeing man gods of chaos, basically satanic-led agents, who are bringing about a process. I want you to understand that. This is a planned, engineered process put together by satanic psychologists. Satan is a much better psychologist than Freud and Jung ever were, and he and his agents have put together a psychological process to condition men's minds to prepare humanity for the end of all things and the coming of Antichrist and the throne of Antichrist. And this is part, as I said, of an Illuminati plan to destabilize and deconstruct. That means take apart, piece by piece, take apart traditional Christian America and then usher the world smoothly and with lubrication into a new world order. Now, I want you to understand something. Satan has a plan. He is working it. And I want you to know something also, that many of the events that we see around us are all planned according to occult astrology and according to the satanic calendar. Satanic holidays. Did you know that blood sacrifice, murder, rape, molestation, incest are all required by Satan of his disciples on certain designated high holy days? I call them hell days of wickedness. I'm going to prove it to you today. We have just gone through 2 or 3 weeks of the most hellish days on earth. Maybe it hasn't affected you. Maybe you're saying, well, I'm still here. I'm still okay. Well, by the grace of God, maybe you are, but watch out. Other satanic holidays are ahead. This coming June, we're going to see some more. In July, in August, in September, every month has satanic holidays. You need to know about these days. You need to know about the great gods of chaos and their plan. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And if you think my voice is sort of busy and that I'm excited about this, I am. I love to expose Satan and his works. I love it. I love to unmask the prince of darkness and let God's people know the truth. That's my role in life. That's the only thing I have to do on this planet. I have such an easy job. I work at it 16, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. People say, what are your work hours, Tex? I don't have any work hours. Why don't you say, what are your sleep hours? I only work. Sometimes I realize that I'm actually sinning perhaps by working so hard, because even Jesus took days of rest, and God created the world and then had a day of rest. And I believe he intends for us to have certain days of rest. But even on the Sabbath, I go about doing the Lord's business, researching, unmasking, And above all else, telling people that beyond this darkness, beyond the nightmare that is ahead for humanity, and this nightmarish chaos that we're proceeding through right now, this process, beyond it all, there is a great silver lining because Jesus awaits all those who will endure until the end. Every man, every woman listening to my voice, if you are an overcomer in Christ Jesus, you will be rewarded for your faithfulness. Have no, don't even think otherwise. Don't let the devil and his people tell you otherwise. You have nothing to fear. Maybe FDR was right. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, that was actually baloney because a lot of people have a lot to fear. Every man, every woman who does not know Jesus Christ had better be afraid. Be very afraid. But if you know Christ, why even worry? Why spend one sleepless night? I don't. They say, well, Tex, you ought to be dead. Saying these things on the air, why haven't they killed you? They can't kill me. I belong to Jesus. I don't belong to them. They got to get permission from my Father. You think I lose sleep at night? I don't lose any sleep at night. My dog loses more sleep than I do, and he sleeps at my feet every night. My one and I feet, he jumps on the bed. Little white dog sleeps at our feet every night. Every once in a while, he hears a sound, and he just sort of peps up and looks around, puts his head back down when he finds that it's nothing. I just smile. I'm not worried. I'm not going to get out of bed and go check. I'm not going to lose any sleep. If I were to hear a noise in my living room and go in there and it was Satan, I would just say, oh, it's you again. Get out. You ain't got anything to do with me. I belong to Jesus. Who do you think you are messing with God's children? You ain't got any reason to be here. Get out. I wouldn't rail about it. I wouldn't accuse him. I'd just say, get out in the name of Jesus. Okay, so that resolves everything, doesn't it? The fearmongers will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The fearful, actually, the Bible, to be very accurate, the book of Revelation says the fearful shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, a lot of people write to me and say, I'm scared about the way things are going. Don't be scared. You need answers. I'm here to give you answers. God's people will be given answers and understanding in the last days, but you don't have to be fearful. Smile some, laugh some, enjoy some. Love your family, love your mate, love your kids. Have a ball. The Bible says there is liberty in Christ Jesus. He's not a bunch of rules you have to obey. That's why he got rid of the law. He wrote everything on your heart. And now you know what to do and what not to do. Every day when I wake up, I know what to do that day. And if I have any questions, I say, Lord, please guide me. Put the people in my path today that you want me to meet. Send me the information I need for my new book or my new video or my radio program. Oh, Lord, help me. Send me a man or a woman to give me advice, to give me information, to protect me. I do. Every day I pray, Lord, send those into my life whom you want me to meet, and I meet them. I'll never forget, I was writing a book exposing the New Age movement, Satanism in education, in our education system. The name of the book was Ravaged by the New Age, all about Satan's attack on our children. And I got to that chapter, that section on education, and I just felt like I didn't have enough information. Would you believe I got a phone call and two women, both with doctorates in education, and both of them leaders in one of the largest school districts in America, said, God told us to come and see you and to give you a witness of what's going on in the school system in this city. I said, really? I was on that very chapter of the book about education and how Satan was taking over education system. And I have two leaders, Christian ladies, believers in Jesus Christ, who said, we want to give you the inside story. And we've even been threatened not to tell people what's going on. And we'll drive hundreds of miles to see you if you'll give us some of your time. Well, I said, well, the door is open. Come. And they did, and they sat down with me, and they had a whole, I mean, they had two boxes full of materials for me. Evidence and proof that the occult was introducing satanic materials into the education curriculum. Education into, evil education into our elementary and junior high schools. And I put a lot of that in my book. And boy, was it ever controversial. At exactly the moment I needed the information, I got it from these two Christian ladies. And one of them said, I had a dream. And God told me in a vision to come see Tex Morris. I said, well, tell me about your dream. She said, I dreamed just like David slew Goliath. You are the David and we are the stones. We're the stones you can use. I like to cry because I said, you know, I was praying God would send somebody because I love my books to be accurate. I love my books to be truthful. I love my books to expose darkness. And when I told them that that was the very chapter I was working on in my book, new book, Ravaged by the New Age, they were overcome with joy and with tears. They said, we know now why God gave us this dream, this vision, and told us to come see you. Well, this is the way God works. Now, I want to tell you something. God is organized. God is mathematical, but the devil loves chaos. He loves to destabilize things, to tear apart things, to take things apart piece by piece. He has a process. It's even been given a scientific name, the Hegelian dialectic. He takes all the traditions and all the good conservative things and he rips them apart piece by piece with chaos and conflict and crises. It's no wonder that Bill Clinton said, I've been elected to change things. And that his theme song was, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. We're going to change things. Everything must change, the French Illuminist revolutionary said, and thousands, thousands, thousands went to their deaths on the guillotine. Everything changed, all right. And now Obama says, I'm going to change. Now there's hope because I'm going to change things. And he will. And Rahm Emanuel, his White House chief of staff, this Zionist wacko, what does he say? We can't let a good crisis go to waste. We've got to move fast. That's what he said. We cannot let a good crisis go to waste. He's happy for the crisis. George Soros, the Jewish Zionist multi-billionaire who gave millions, no doubt, to Obama for his campaign, was one of his top promoters. George Soros was asked, since the stock market has lost 55% of its value in America, the bond market has sunk to new lows. They asked George Soros just recently, how have you done with this financial chaos in the world? And Soros smiled and he said, I'm having a good crisis. He's not losing money. He's probably making money. When the British currency collapsed about a decade ago, the news came out and printed the facts that George Soros was behind the whole debacle of the collapse of the British pound and currency, and that he had made billions from collapsing different nations' currencies through the markets, through his shenanigans, manipulations. These are men gods of chaos, bringing global devastation. And now they're working in America. Hillary Clinton recently said the same thing. She says, we want to use this crisis to bring change to America. And she actually said, why should a good crisis go to waste? Huh? Alice Bailey of the Lucis Trust, formerly known as the Lucifer Publishing, she said in her books, we make the most process through crisis. That's when opportunity comes. Don't you know, dear friends, through death, through bloodshed, through war, through conflict. For example, World War I, they redrew the maps. They were able to, entire nations vanished in the new maps that were drawn after World War I. World War II, the same thing. Israel and Zionism went to town and were founded. Not founded, but I mean, they had the nation of Israel that was founded by Leninist communists, David Ben-Gurion and the others in 1948. The Great Depression was a time of great chaos in America and the world. And it brought socialism to America in the form of FDR's supposed New Deal. It brought the all-seeing eye of the Egyptian sun god in the pyramid and the words Novus Ordo Seclorum or New World Order right there on our dollar bill exposed for the first time in the 1930s, in 1935 to be exact. They said, now's our time, crisis. They even identified themselves with their great symbol of the Egyptian devil god in his pyramid. Right there on the U.S. $1 bill. They told us what they were going to do. Now, I want to give you some examples of these highest satanic holy days and some things that have been going on. These hell days are designed to usher in death, blood, and pain. And boy, we've gone through some times, and I want you to know about them. I want you to understand there's a shocking connection. Connect the dots of different rapes and murders in our news, and you'll see some things going on. Even the bombings recently in Iraq. More conflict in Pakistan with the Taliban there. The swine flu scare and hoax. That's why I said it. I said it. It's a hoax. It was all done by the government and the World Health Organization of the United Nations, whose symbol, by the way, is the globe and a great staff held by Satan, actually. And what you will see is the serpent. The serpent is part of the World Health Organization's emblem or symbol or logo. That's right. If you don't believe it, Google it up. World Health Organization logo and symbol. You'll see a huge serpent crawling up a pole with a globe as a backdrop. He's crawling up the pole of the process of evolution and the Hegelian dialectic. He's bringing chaos, the path of the serpent. Right there on the World Health Organization's logo. Now I want you to know there's a connection. And there's a connection with all these events that are occurring now. With hell days on the satanic calendar, such as the spring equinox, the grand climax, Walpurgisnacht. These are all satanic holidays. Maybe you've never heard about them. Oh, you've heard about, of course, Christmas and Easter and New Year's and there's Jewish high holy days. But friends, most of you have never heard of such things as satanic holy days or holidays. But I'll tell you about them. For example, January 13th is the satanic New Year's. Not January 1, but January 13. January 17th, they perform rituals of satanic revels. On March the 20th, they have the equinox, spring equinox feast day. March 21st is the spring equinox. On April 21 to 26, they prepare for the sacrifice. Did you hear what I just said, friends? From April 21 to the 26th every year, Satanists, witches, and others prepare for the sacrifice. April 26th, they have what they call their grand climax. On April 30th, they have Beltane. Oh, what a satanic ritual, devil fest that is. Beltane. Worship of the ancient god of fire, Baal. You find him in the Old Testament. April 30th, it's Walpurgisnacht. April 30th, the solstice. May 1, the grand climax. Another grand climax conducted by a number of other satanic groups. May the 1st, oh, what a big day, May 1st. World Solidarity Day for labor unions. Communists march around the world on May 1st. You may know it as May Day, May Day, May Day. Oh, yes, it's known as a day of crisis, a day of emergency, May Day. But a day of opportunity for Satanists and Illuminists. June 21st is a feast day. June 22nd is the summer solstice. July 1st, they have Demon Revels. August 1st is called Lammas. August the 3rd, Satanic Revels. September the 7th is a very special day. That's the day when they choose women for marriage to the beast of Satan. That's right. For marriage to the beast of Satan. And so it goes on and on. And of course, October 29th, October 31, we know that as Halloween, All Hallows Eve and Halloween, and they do too. That's one of the high holy days, Halloween. That's when they communicate with devil spirits, Halloween. December 24th, by the way, is the grand high climax in Satanism. And believe it or not, December 25th, they worship the great sun god or fire god, Satan. Christmas Day is the sun day. Of course, we know that Jesus really was not born December 25th. It's okay to honor the birthday of Jesus, but just don't be under the misconception that it actually is exactly December 25th. We really don't know when it is historically. But Satanists have always honored December 25th as the birthday of their great sun god. Of course, that's just a substitute for Satan. Now, let me give you some facts. Let me give you some things that have gone on so you'll understand. Just this last year, horrible events that occurred on these high holy days of Satan. Because you may say, well, tell me something that happened on those days. I don't believe this, Tex Mars. Okay, I'll tell you something about it. There's a woman living in Tracy, California now, who's in jail for the murder, the rape and murder, molestation of a young girl named Sandra Cantu. Maybe you've heard about it. On Friday, March the 20th, 8-year-old Sandra Cantu was abducted by a woman, a 28-year-old woman named Melissa Huckabee. Melissa in Tracy, California. She was molested by this 28-year-old woman, lesbian, obviously, who abducted this 8-year-old girl from the mobile home community where she lived. This Melissa Huckabee, 28 years old, was a Sunday school teacher. You see how they harvest our children? Her grandfather was the pastor of the Clover Road Baptist Church in Tracy, California. Her grandfather was the pastor, and she was a Sunday school teacher. Now, I'm not saying there was any blame to her grandfather. Maybe he's as shocked as anyone else is. I'm sure he is. This Melissa Huckabee had a police record, even though she was allowed to be a Sunday school teacher of the little kids. That should not have been allowed, in my opinion. According to the police, she was suspected of setting two fires of homes. Two fires, arson. Ah, yes, they worship the fire god. They set fires on high holy days of Satan. They set forest fires. Did you know in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, they set as many as 70 fires during the most recent high holy days? Maybe you saw that on the news in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Satanists set fires. It looked like the whole city was ablaze. On the outskirts, at least, they show the city outline, and in the background, you could see incredible fires and smoke for miles. And by the way, a young 16-year-old girl went missing that same time, just recently, while the fires were burning in the environs around Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a young 16-year-old girl was abducted and is missing and has probably been killed, maybe in some horrible satanic ritual. But back to Tracy, California, 8-year-old Sandra Cantu, a beautiful young girl with all of her life before. She was raped, the police said, in a lewd and lascivious way with a foreign object, killed inside a Baptist church. She was murdered in a church. See, that's how these Satanists, that's how they please Satan the most. If they can conduct a satanic ritual and sacrifice in a Christian church, then that's the ultimate sacrilege and blasphemy. And I think that's how this young 8-year-old girl was killed. After she was sexually molested and killed, her body was put in a suitcase, taken to a pond and thrown in. They drained the pond. They found the suitcase. They found the body. They eventually connected with this Melissa Huckabee. And if you think she didn't have help, you better think again. I think this was a satanic ritual. Setting fires. It occurred on March the 20th, the equinox feast day of Satanism. Now, this same Melissa Huckabee, who apparently, oh, I know, she's innocent until proven guilty. Shut up. Okay, she'll have her trial, all right. But there's plenty of evidence coming in. This same Melissa Huckabee, Sunday school teacher, 28-year-old lesbian, back on January the 17th, the police suspect her of abducting another 7-year-old girl. She was given drugs that knocked her out, muscle relaxers. And then she was molested in a city park from the same mobile home community. And now the police say it most probably was this same Melissa Huckabee. Back on January the 17th, she abducted and molested a little 7-year-old girl in her SUV at a park, then brought her back home, where the little girl promptly collapsed because she had been given so many muscle relaxers so she wouldn't fight back. And the police didn't do their job, so Melissa Huckabee, on the Satanic Festival Equinox Feast Day, leading to the spring equinox of March 21st, she abducted another little girl, 8-year-old Sandra Cantu, and I've told you what the result of that was. Do you see how these Satanists work? Arson, fire, molestation. And in this case, in a Baptist church. Now let's look at some of the other things that have been going on. Because I want you to understand, this satanic calendar is real, friends. These people do horrible things on these days. Let's take an example of this. Oh, let's see. Let's just take, oh, here we go. Here we go. Monday, April the 27th. What happened that day? I told you about the 16-year-old girl, actually a 17-year-old girl, was found missing. She had traveled, Brittany Marie Drexel of Rochester, New York. She went missing. They said she had snuck away from home and went with a boyfriend to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They said she was an honor student. She was a soccer player. She was a good kid, but she made one mistake. She disobeyed her mother. Her mother said, no, you're too young to go all the way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, from Rochester, New York, for the weekend. But she went anyway, with her boyfriend and other friends older than her. And on Saturday, April the 25th, she went missing. Now, I want you to understand, from April 21 through 29, on the occult satanic calendar, it's preparation time for sacrifice, April 21 through 29. And during that same period, this Brittany Marie Drexel went missing in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. At the same time the fires were set throughout the outskirts of the city, this young girl, during that satanic time called a preparation for the sacrifice, went missing. Some other things that happened. Let's see. April the 23rd, that was during that same time, preparation for the sacrifice. 90 were killed in Iraq bombings. 90 people were killed. On April 23rd, during that same time, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, announced the swine flu invasion. During the same time, Hell Week, preparation for the grand climax. That's when we first learned about the Mexican swine flu. It was announced. Oh, yes. All hell broke out as the Satanists throughout the world prepared for the sacrifice. This is Tex Mars. We're exposing the man gods of chaos that are bringing global devastation. Stay with us. We have a lot more. When we return, we'll learn about what happened on Beltane, the fertility festival. We'll learn more about Obama and his primetime news conference and Rahm Emanuel and the 747 and two F-16s over New York City and how they were connected with the high holy days of Satan when we return here on Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. Tex Mars again. I want to tell you about my newest video. It's entitled Face to Face with the Devil. Close Encounters with Unexpected Evil. Again, Face to Face with the Devil. 60 minutes long, DVD now. We don't have the VHS anymore, only DVD. But listen, friends, this is 60 information-packed minutes in which you'll see hundreds, literally hundreds, of devil idols across this globe. In America, they're in city after city, actual devils carved into buildings on statues. There's no mistake about it. It's fact. The devil has his signature everywhere throughout America and the world. They're building idols to honor the devil. And this is the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. Even after God sends plagues, pestilence, death to the whole world, the time of the plagues and the horrors of at the end of time, nevertheless, men refuse to repent of their evils. And they continue to worship devils made of stone and wood and steel. And they are worshiping these devils, literally devils. And according to the Illuminati elite, these devils can hear and speak. And sometimes they claim they can even move about. Images of Satan throughout the world. And we've documented it for the first time. I've never known a video like this. If you know of one, let me know. But I've never heard of one. And God ordained me to do this video, a 60-minute video, and we have it here for the first time, and I expose those who are bringing these devils to us. Who is behind this horrible charade? This mockery of God in what used to be called a Christian nation, America, devil idols everywhere. You'll be shocked to see these things. No wonder in the Bible, John said that the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world lieth in the hands of that wicked one. And you can only escape through the grace of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to have this video. It's 60 minutes long. It's on DVD. Just out. We got plenty of copies because I know we're going to be shipping a lot of these things. A lot of people are asking for it. Face to Face with the Devil. You can order it by going to our powerofprophecy.com. In fact, you can see a short 3-minute preview of it. Yeah, you can click on and see a preview of it. That'll convince you. 3 minutes alone might be enough. Some of you might faint just seeing 3 minutes worth of this video. And by the way, I really highly recommend parental discretion. That's very advised. Because these are devils. And pray up before you even watch the video. Now, why do I expose these things? Why do I show you? Because most people won't believe it. They'll say, no. There are no devil statues in the world. There are no evil images of Satan that have been hidden and placed in plain sight. Even if they're hidden in plain sight in buildings, in town squares, in city halls, in libraries, in federal buildings, statues of the devil, airports even. Oh, yes, they do. And you'll see other symbolic representations of Satan, such as the satanic goat's head and the serpent. That's right. You'll find serpents and devils even in Washington, D.C., and we expose it in my new video, Face to Face with the Devil. Close Encounters of the Unexpected Kind. Friends, walk along a street in Chicago or New York. Don't be surprised when a devil's head pops up to confront you, or a devil's entire body, or a devil playing a musical instrument. Who knows? Face to Face with the Devil. And it would be $30 postpaid. That's $25 for the DVD video and $5 shipping and handling. A total of $30. Go to powerofprophecy.com. You can order it right there on the website. Or you can send us a check or money order or cash for $30. Mail that to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now, you know, you won't get this, I don't believe, in bookstores. We offer it to bookstores if they want to order it. But I don't think bookstore owners even believe in the devil. Most people don't really think there's a real devil. Well, if there's no real devil, why are they building thousands, carving, sculpting thousands of idols in his honor? Ask yourself that question. Our address again, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. In the United States of America. Now again, our telephone number, 1-800-234-9673. Say, hey, Tex, send me face to face with the devil and we'll send you this video. Make sure somebody's with you when you watch it. As a minimum, make sure Jesus is with you by praying. Say, Lord, be here with me and give me enlightenment. Give me light. See, I want you to go forth and expose these things. You might find devils in your own neighborhood. You might find them in the local mall. You might find them hiding out at City Hall. Maybe we can get rid of a few of these things. Who knows? But at least you'll understand these events of the last days. And you'll know the Bible was true when Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. His is a spiritual kingdom that is everlasting, dear friends. And he needs no idols of worship. He simply is on the throne. Now, let's return to our regular program. I'm talking today about the harvesters of chaos, the bringers of disasters and devastation and war and disease, pandemics and pestilence of our crops. And they do it all. It's all engineered on purpose. And they bring turmoil and chaos even in our religion, in the media, in our entertainment system. Hollywood is a master of chaos. Is it not? Now, I mentioned to you that from April 21 through 29 was the preparation time for the sacrifice in the occult world. Day after day of preparation, and things are going on. Let's look at some of these things that are occurred. Did you know that on Tuesday, April the 28th, Rahm Emanuel, during this week-long or a little bit over week-long preparation for the sacrifice, Rahm Emanuel gave his first official interview as the White House Chief of Staff. He did so with New York Times reporter John Howard, and it was broadcast on CNBC television. And Rahm Emanuel had something interesting to say about the swine flu epidemic. He said, quote, he said he was actually reading a book about the 1918 great Spanish flu epidemic that killed millions of people throughout the world. It was a pandemic. Influenza. Let me read to you. This is what Rahm Emanuel, the Zionist monster, who is Obama's chief of staff, they say, by the way, I saw on the Fox Business Channel, they're saying that he tells Tim Geithner what to do. They say that Rahm Emanuel from the White House speaks by phone with Secretary of Treasury Tim Geithner at least 12 to 13 times a day, giving him specific, explicit instructions on what to do about the economy and banking and the TARP money and the stimulus package and all that. Rahm Emanuel is running the whole American economy. Obama is simply a figurehead. Okay, now let's talk about what he said on April 28th during this satanic Holy Week called the preparation for the sacrifice. He was asked by Mr. John Harwood of the New York Times what he thought about the swine flu that was hitting America and the world. He said this, he said, quote, I read John Barry's book on the influenza of 1918. And then Rahm Emanuel said, they obviously, that's these flu epidemics, they obviously go in stages, as he makes, that is, Mr. Barry makes clear. And then Rahm Emanuel said, in 1918, you had kind of a spring kind of early warning. It recedes, and then it comes back with force in the fall. Oh, yes. You see, in the satanic calendar, in the fall is when the winter arrives. When the winter arrives. And that's when the horrors appear for the influenza epidemic. But it's got to be forced. It comes back with a force. So they must do a sacrifice. And that's why what this flu is all about. This is the early epidemic. Then a big one will come. This is the preparation epidemic. Do you get what he's saying? He said in 1918, you first had kind of a spring warning. Spring. It recedes, said Emmanuel, and then it comes back with a force in the fall. Then he said, but the good news, said Emmanuel, is I think you know that one of the first pieces of legislation President Obama passed when he was a senator was to deal with the funds at that time for the flu that we're experiencing now. Oh, really? Did you get that? He said the good news is that when he was a senator, Senator Obama foresaw all this occurring. And he introduced legislation that was passed in the Congress so that we would have the means to have the government to take care of this crisis. You know, the vaccines, the immunizations that were going to be required, the drugs by the big pharmaceutical companies, the agents and doctors and so forth, and PR agents at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC in Atlanta. And then Rahm Emanuel says, that's why, quote, we have an infrastructure and capacity to handle this. Oh, yeah. They've got the infrastructure now. And all of this, he said, during hell week or hell preparation time, I should say. Now, it was also during this same time period, imagine, preparation for the sacrifice, that a woman named Nancy Sebelius, governor of Kansas, was voted on by the Senate and approved by a 65-31 vote to be the Health and Human Services Secretary in the cabinet of Obama. That's right. A woman named Nancy Sebelius, feminist governor of the state of Kansas, is now the Health and Human Services Secretary in the Obama administration. And she was voted in on a 65-31 vote. Only Republicans voted against her, but listen to this, my friends. I want you to understand, why was this significant? Why was it done during hell holidays? A hellish holiday. Because it was Nancy Sebelius who is known as the number one supporter of abortion among all the 50 governors in the United States. And it was Nancy Sebelius that's one of the biggest supporters of partial birth abortion. That means the baby is murdered while it is alive and in the last stages of pregnancy. Even in the ninth month, the baby is murdered. Partial birth abortion. And now Nancy Sebelius is in charge of overseeing the swine flu epidemic. I'm sure she's going to be so careful about saving human lives. Now, let me tell you something. There's a doctor in Kansas named Dr. George Tiller, medical doctor. He's the number one abortionist in America, the number one abortion doctor in America. Nancy Sebelius is his supporter and protector, but that's not all. Dr. George Tiller has given a lot of money to Miss Sebelius as campaign contributions. One satanic hand strokes another, doesn't it? Well, listen to this. Do all satanic disciples support one another? Oh, yes. For example, take Kansas Senator Sam Brownback. You know, for a while, he was running for the presidency. And a lot of the Christians said, we like Senator Brownback. Because he is so pro-life. He's a pro-life supporter. They're a big supporter of Sam Brownback. He is a big pro-life man. Oh, the Christians ate it up when he was running for president. Guess who voted for Nancy Sebelius among the Republicans. You got it. Senator Sam Brownback, the man that all the Christians have applauded as the pro-life person. Do you remember when George Bush Sr. was in the presidency? And George Bush said, I'm going to give us a conservative on the Supreme Court. And all the Christian churches said, oh, amen. Oh, brother George Bush, what a wonderful Christian president we have. He's going to give us on the Supreme Court a conservative who will be pro-life. And then he nominated a man named David Souter, Judge David Souter from New England. And all the Christians hollered and screamed and said, whoa, wonderful, applause, applause. David Souter must be a pro-life judge, or our Christian pro-life president, George Bush Sr., would never have nominated him. And so thanks to the Christian influence on the legislature, David Souter became a Supreme Court justice. Now let me tell you the rest of the story. The one judge who has made sure that Roe versus Wade stayed in place and that nothing has been done even on partial birth abortion, the one judge who was always the deciding vote on a split court with a 5-4 vote among the 9 judges was none other all these years ever since his being chosen by President Bush to be on the Supreme Court was none other than David Souter. The man was a satanic abortionist all along. But you would have known that if you listened to this radio program you're listening to today. I warned everybody in America. I said, David Souter is an evil judge up in New England. My contacts told me about him. And they said, Tex, this David Souter is on the board of directors of a big hospital up here. And that hospital is one of the few that practices abortion. And David Souter, as a member of the board of directors, was adamant that abortion should be continued. And I tried to warn people like Tim LaHaye and Bev LaHaye and Jerry Falwell and all the other racketeers. That's what I call them, in my opinion, they are. But they wanted to make President Bush happy. And they said, David Souter is our man. They supported him. And he became a Supreme Court judge. I understand now, David Souter, after all these years, what, 9 or 11 years or whatever, sitting on the bench, has now decided to retire. And now Obama's going to give us, you guessed it, another abortion judge. And by the way, let me tell you about two other judges who have been big supporters, Supreme Court judges who have been big supporters of abortion. And who have affirmed the murderous Roe versus Wade decision. Oh boy. They were both nominees, choices of conservative Ronald Reagan. Now everybody loves him. Sean Hannity says if we could just have another Ronald Reagan. Rush Limbaugh says if we could just have another Ronald Reagan. He was a great Christian conservative. Baloney. The man gave us 2 Supreme Court judges. They both turned out Sandra Day O'Connor example to be, she was a feminist wacko who always voted for abortion. If it had not been for Reagan and Bush's appointments, we wouldn't have abortion in America today. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the Republican so-called conservatives that have ensured millions more babies have died over the years. Satanists. That's what they are. Now I told you that the swine flu came to light April 21st on Tuesday. April 21st begins a preparation for the sacrifice on the occult calendar. And that was the day the CD first announced 2 people were infected in the state of California with the swine flu. By the way, they don't call it the Mexican flu, even though it came up out of Mexico. Why don't they call it the Mexican flu? They used to call the Asian flu the Asian flu. They call the Hong Kong flu the Hong Kong flu. Why don't they call this the Mexican flu? Because that might offend the Mexican illegal aliens and the President Calderon of Mexico. So let's call it the swine flu. Folks, there's very little evidence that it's caused by swine, by pigs, but They should be calling it the Mexican flu. Came up out of Mexico. We can't do that. We've got to be politically correct. Let's call it the swine flu. Okay, it's the Mexican hog flu. How about that? That's what I call it. The Mexican hog flu. And the hogs are the human beings. Don't blame the beast. Don't blame the animals. Besides, we know who created it. It was created in the laboratory. It's a little dry run for the next big pandemic that's going to hit this world. Now, I want you to know that on April 30th is a horrible day. It's called Beltane. Worship of the God of Fire, the God Baal, the devil. April the 30th, Beltane, one of the biggest days in all of satanic calendars. Did you know on the eve of Beltane, a certain man held a primetime news conference? His name, President Barack Obama. On the eve of Beltane, he came out and marked and bragged about his first 100 days in office. On the eve of Beltane, the day before, his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, had given his first official interview. On that very day, the eve of Beltane, in Baghdad, Iraq, car bombings, 48 were killed, 81 were wounded. And in Kirkuk, the town of Kirkuk in Iraq, there were two attacks on Christian families. And those Christian families, all the children and parents, had their throats slit, supposedly by Muslim terrorists. But I wonder if it was not the Israeli Mossad. It occurred on the eve of Beltane. And then on Beltane, I have some pictures. I mean, they're frightening pictures. Did you know in Edinburgh, Scotland, they had a Beltane fire festival and thousands and thousands of revelers showed up and men and women naked, painted red with red paint all over their bodies, carrying torches, doing satanic rituals, making horrible satanic signs with their bodies. It was in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm going to put this on the web. I've got to do this. This is incredible. Revelers taking place in the Beltane Fire Festival on Calton Hill in Edinburgh, Scotland. Oh, there's a lot of Satanism over in Great Britain. You know, the Druids are still there. Sir Winston Churchill was a Druid high priest. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Episcopal Church, the Anglican Church it's called in Great Britain, is a Druid. Witch priest. And I believe that even the royal family is involved in Druidism. And they have this Beltane fire festival of pagan worship in England on Beltane. Now, I mentioned to you that on Sunday, April the 26th, is the grand climax. It's called the grand climax of satanic revelry. On the occult calendar. That was the day when they had the huge fire in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It swept 70 homes. 70 homes were lost, according to the Associated Press. Wow. The day before, 17-year-old Brittany Marie Drexel of Rochester, New York, went missing from a motel there in Myrtle Beach. She had been attending a club called Club Kryptonite. Get the Superman connection. The Illuminati think they're the Superman. A very slight girl, blonde, blue eyes, 5 foot, 103 pounds. The perfect satanic candidate for ritual and sacrifice. Then on Friday, April the 24th, something interesting happened. There was a White House airspace violation. According to the networks, some airplane violated the White House airspace. And oh, they sent up the helicopters and they sent all the jets out to find it and escort it to some place. I think it was a satanic thing. There was something going on. Did you know that they evacuated the Capitol building and part of the White House? That was on Friday, April the 24th. And then within, I think it was a couple of days, a strange event occurred. Air Force One, a Boeing 747 appeared over the skyscape of New York City. And it was flying so close to the ground, it looked exactly like the two airplanes on 9/11. And it was escorted, evidently, by two U.S. Air Force F-16s, and it flew direct for the buildings of the financial district. just as had the 9/11 aircraft. And people panicked. And Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, and all the other financial offices and huge skyscrapers there in the financial district, very, very close, by the way, to Ground Zero, where the two World Trade Centers had fallen. In fact, they say the airplane flew very low over Ground Zero. And then it went over to the Statue of Liberty and circled the Statue of Liberty as if it was encircling American liberty. Or was it in honor of the great goddess who is the Statue of Liberty? Read my book, Mysterious Monuments. And was it not a commemoration of the great sacrifice of 3,000 who died in the World Trade Center towers? And there was Air Force One without the president, they said, in it. And they claimed it was a classified photo opportunity. Mayor Bloomberg said, nobody told me about it. The Port Authority said, nobody of New York said, nobody told us about it. The fire department, the police department of New York said, we didn't know about it. And thousands of people who panicked and ran out into the street from their buildings thinking it was another 9/11 attack, only to find out later on television it was Air Force One, emptied of the presidential entourage, escorted by two planes. Now, President Obama and Rahm Emanuel were asked about it later, and they said, oh, it was all a mistake. Shouldn't have happened. It won't happen again. Friends, this was hell, holy day, and they were celebrating. They were celebrating what had happened on 9/11, the sacrifice. And they were commemorating, honoring the great goddess of wickedness, mystery, Babylon the Great. And they flew right over Ground Zero, the Statue of Liberty. And I tell you, somebody sent me a video. They took a video with their video cam, and they sent me this video. You wouldn't believe it. It showed out of their apartment, right across the river from the Statue of Liberty, you can see the airplane coming right at them, coming right at them. They were panicking themselves. They thought they were dead. And then it suddenly lifted up. Who gave Air Force One authority to do such a thing? And by the way, the Air Force doesn't need a photo opportunity of Air Force One, the 747, flying over New York City. Did you know they've got all kind of film of 747s doing things like that and of the Air Force One airplane? And not only that, with new digital equipment, digital things in the photo lab, you can create pictures like that with your desktop computer. They say this cost $328,000 to make that flight. Probably for $5,000 or $10,000, you could get somebody to reproduce the same effects, special effects, Hollywood-type effects, with just a little personal computer. Why did they spend $328,000? Oh, no, this was all planned. Check out the date, and you'll find out this was all planned. Now, get these dates, dear friends. April the 26th on the Satanic calendar, Grand Climax. April 30th was Beltane. And right sandwiched in between those 2 days of horror, on Monday, April the 27th, was when the 747 flew over New York City, simulating 9/11, dishonoring the victims of Ground Zero, part of the great sacrifice of Satan that was commemorated that day. And so, the gods of chaos, the man gods, the devil gods, continue their global crises and chaos and fear-mongering. But friends, again, Jesus said, have no fear, no fear, for we can rest safely in his arms. So we've exposed Satan today, and it's been a great thing to do, honoring our Lord Jesus Christ in his truth. My prayer is that you'll be with us each week during this same time on Worldwide Christian Radio, listening to Power of Prophecy. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.